review of an old dilemma that we've discussed several times in Daily Halakha. Probably it's somewhere in the archives, but just to review our conclusion regarding the beracha of ice cream. Clearly the beracha of most ice creams, I'm not talking about that have cookies in it and mezonot in it, the regular plain vanilla ice cream, chocolate ice cream, etc. Beracha rishana would be she'akol ne'amad baro. There's no question on that. And in the majority of the cases, there would be no beracha harona on ice cream, being that we don't eat it as fast as the halakha would demand to eat it for a beracha harona. Especially that we follow the poskim, like Hacham Avad Ya'alav Shalom, that classifies ice cream as a liquid. If ice cream is considered a liquid, you have to drink it if you eat of it in a quick amount of time. It's not possible to eat ice cream in such a way, because it's just cold and its consistency. So therefore, there would be no beracha harona, again, in most plain ice creams. Our question today is, while eating ice cream during a se'uda, which means he made hamotzi, and now they serve him ice cream for dessert. Hacham Avad Ya'alav Shalom argued that since it's a liquid, and since hamotzi covers all things that follow, so he said, therefore, you don't have to make a beracha on the ice cream. Hacham David, Yibadel L'Chaim, Hacham David, his son, in Halakha Berura, however, has a little different testimony from his father regarding ice cream. And he said that his father held that ice cream really doesn't come as part of the sa'uda, even if it's a liquid, but not every liquid, a sweet liquid like that is not part of the sa'uda, would not be covered by the hamotzi. Just because you make hamotzi, it covers things that are normally part of a sa'uda. But sugared milk, which we call ice cream, that type of liquid would not be covered. And he said that Hacham Avad Ya'alav agreed with him that it would not be covered. Therefore, if you made hamotzi, you would indeed have to make a shehakol on the ice cream. He then said, however, that when Hacham Avad Ya'alav would make bure pri ha-gefen in the beginning of a se'udah, like on Shabbat, well, gefen is poter all mashkin. So therefore, when he made gefen, he would not make the beracha of ice cream betoch ha-se'udah. I'm reading in Halakha Berura in Siman Kufayin Zayin. It's in the footnote on page Kuf Tzadihe. The footnote says that v'sha'alti et pi Adoni Avi Mori Maran Arashav ואמר לי שכן נכון להורות לברך על גלידה בתוך הסעודה ושכן הוא נוהג בעצמו להלכה ולמעשה וכן ראיתי שנהג כן כמה פעמים בעצמו ובירך על הגלידה בסוף הסעודה מלבד בשבת שניח הגלידה לאחר ברכת המזון ואמר לי שהוא מחמד שהיין של הקידוש פותר משקין שבסעודה. ובזה, אם תמסור לומר שהגלידה נחשבת למשקה, כיוון נפטרה בברכת היין. וכן שמעת מפי הגאון רבי שלום כהן, שליט ראש ישיבת פורת יוסף, שהדבר פשוט שיש לברך על גלידה בסעודה. Now, it is well known that the Hacham Ben Sion עליו השלום, he made chilukim between milk ice cream and pav ice creams. Milk ice creams he wanted to consider a food, pav ice creams he wanted considered a liquid. He had a whole discussion over there in Olet Zion. Hacham Avad Ya'alav rejected that. Lema'aseh, Of course, if one wants to stay clear of this controversy, because the Yalkut Yosef has different testimonies of what Acham of Avadia did, it seems this ice cream controversy runs deep in what exactly Acham of Avadia's practice was, although Acham David sounds certain what he did. Rabbi Bitan in Yalkut English says, to stay clear of any of these controversies, it would always be best to make the Birkat HaMazon first, and then make the Beracha on ice cream. But from the testimony of Acham David, you see Acham Avadia did not always do that. He would make a Shehakol when it came B'toch HaSe'uda, and when there was Gefen in the Se'uda, he would rely on the Gefen to cover the ice cream, and that's the way actually he comes out. V'chena ochel gelida b'toch ha-se'uda o besof sarich lebarech alehem. V'en ze dome l'shotem mashke b'toch ha-se'uda. You can't compare it to drinking, you know, drinks b'toch ha-se'uda. Shere eno ochel devarim elu l'shem se'uda, elu l'shem ta'anug. או לכינוח סעודה. מכל מקום אם שתה יין בתוך הסעודה, או קודם הסעודה, הוא בירך עליו בורא פרי הגפן, וכיוון לפתור את המשקין ששותה בתוך הסעודה, כגון בשבת, ששותה יין בקידוש, או שבירך על איזה משקה ברכת שהכל, קודם סעודה. בפועל הסעודה ימרת שהכל. אני את כוונת, ויפותר, all the משקים. הלכה says, that in that case, one would not make a beracha on the ice cream.